Thirdly, your unconscious mind organizes all of your memories. It does this in two ways. Firstly, it organizes your memories temporally, or organized in a way that actually is stored as far as time is concerned. It organizes your memories in this way using what we call your timeline. This is how you know that when a memory comes up, it was a memory from the past. And you'd also know whether it was a memory from yesterday, or a week ago, or a month ago, or a year ago, or even 10 years ago. Equally, if a memory comes up, it could be something that you're thinking about in the future. Maybe tomorrow, next week, a month's time, a year's time, or even 10 years' time in the future. So all of your memories, both past, present, and future, are organized in your timeline. Secondly, your unconscious mind organizes your memories in what we call a gestalt. This is almost like a filing cabinet with certain files in, where it organizes your memories by subject. So if I said to you, what's the name of all of your friends? You'd just be able to go to the file called Friends and tell me the names of all the people that are in there. You wouldn't need to have to go all the way through your timeline, right from the very beginning, all the way to now, working out where you'd met certain friends as far as time is concerned. You'd just know by the subject of friend. That's the second way that your unconscious mind organizes your memories. So it organizes your memories in two ways. One, your timeline, and secondly, by gestalts.